Good morning. A gusty northwest wind moved into the region yesterday and persisted all night long. This wind is driving temperatures down in most locations in interior New York and New England, dropping into the teens and lower 20s for the starting point today. With a mix of sun and clouds, we'll continue to see that wind at times gust over 20 and 30 miles per hour through the afternoon. This will keep temperatures from climbing all that much, and despite strong mid-March sun and over 12 hours of daylight, highs will only be in the middle to upper 20s. Skies will be clear tonight, and it will be very cold again, with many locations going down to the lower teens, even some single digits across the higher terrain. And that cold air will persist into the day tomorrow, even as high pressure builds in from the Great Lakes, producing mostly sunny skies. High temperatures will only reach the lower 30s. While there will be a little less wind tomorrow, it'll still be rather blustery and very cold. On Friday, we'll turn our attention to the southeast, where a low pressure center will be working its way through that region, then hitting the eastern seaboard. Indications are that low will turn up the coast and make an approach to the northeastern United States. Just how close this low tracks toward the coast will determine who gets what in terms of precipitation on Friday. Either way, it looks like clouds will thicken up for the entire region on Friday morning, with the best chance for some snow or rain breaking out in the lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. Further to the north in the colder air, a decent chance at some light snow up to about I-90 with dry weather for the remainder of northern New York and New England. Highs on Friday will be in the middle 30s. Another Arctic front will make an approach on Saturday with the chance of light snow or snow showers in the afternoon. Ahead of the front in the lower 40s, but behind the front turning windy and very cold again on Sunday with highs back into the 20s. A bit of a rebound, but it's going to take some time early next week despite lots of sunshine, highs staying in the mid-30s on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm will intensify east of Nova Scotia today and slide east. Steady snow will wind down across eastern Maine. However, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories remain in effect for the eastern half of the state, as strong winds will produce significant blowing and drifting snow and local whiteout conditions. Meanwhile, cooler weather is expected to continue today for the central and eastern United States as a cold front continues to make its way south and east across the country, and heavy rain and thunderstorms are possible for parts of Texas and the Deep South, with some of the storms possibly becoming severe in the lower Mississippi River Valley through the afternoon. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Owen Roberts Airport Grand in the Cayman Islands at 4:53 p.m. Eastern Time back on Saturday, March 7th. The last report of hail was at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at 12:51 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with fog and blowing snow, 15 below zero, with a northwest wind at 91 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 29 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 23 degrees, the dew point 3, 42% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.96 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of zero at Houlton, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and windy near 40, Boston sunny and windy in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds and breezy with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 46 degrees, the low 28. The average temperature 37, that's 2 degrees above average. 0.3 inches of precipitation yesterday, no snowfall. Still 2.6 inches for the month and 73.2 inches for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today 45 degrees, the average low 26. The record high 69 set in 2012 and the record low 8 below zero in 1900. Sunrise this morning 7:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:05 p.m., 12 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold today, with highs in the mid-20s. Mostly clear and breezy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and windy, very cold today, with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear and breezy tonight with lows in the teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold today with a few snow showers and highs in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows near 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold today with a few snow showers and highs in the upper 20s. Mostly clear and breezy tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold today with highs in the upper 20s. Mostly clear and breezy tonight with lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, still very cold in the lower 30s. Thickening clouds with the chance of light snow Friday, especially south and east of I-90, with highs in the mid-30s. More snow showers possible Saturday, lower 40s. Windy and cold again Sunday, partly sunny, upper 20s. And mostly sunny Monday and Tuesday, remaining cold with highs in the middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.